Just saw Pat the Designer go right by the Showcase Studio. Couldn't get a wave back, but he's got a hell of a podcast. The Bear Down Podcast.
The Chicago Bears Podcast.
The Chicago Bears Podcast with Pat the Designer. Today's guest, Lance Briggs, the future Hall of Fame linebacker.
Glad you're with us here on the Cap and J Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you here on this Monday morning. Glad that you're with us. And good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Twitch is sponsored by White Claw Vodka Soda. Vodka and soda made with the world's smoothest vodka, White Claw Vodka and Soda. Please drink responsibly. Glad you're aboard here today. And Cap is returning from his wild European trip. I suggested to my partner, hey, man, to see Springsteen at the United Center. Okay, fine. You've been to United Center a million times. To see him in the Midwest or see him in the continental United States, okay, fine. See him in New York, New Jersey, where he's home, okay, Los Angeles. But to see him overseas, it's got to be a different experience. And you said it's the greatest concert you've been to.
I've seen him. That was my 26th show.
You're about 400 shy of Hanley, by the way.
Correct. Our friend Chuck Garfine, I think he's seen like 90.
Mm-hmm.
It was spectacular. 73-year-old, he's going to be 74 in September. That guy puts on a three-hour show, no opener, no intermission. Just let's go. And he was outstanding. That show, he and the E Street Band, that's my favorite. And it was an awesome experience.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. In Paris.
And so in Paris, 30,000 strong, sold out.
Yep.
Got your ticket situation straightened out so you can actually go in.
Correct.
Well, just booked the ticket. You knew the date, didn't you?
So you had a show Saturday and a show tonight.
Yeah.
I bought the tickets at your urging last September.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going on Saturday night. Why would I go on Monday? I get there and go to Will Call where they tell me I have the email.
Yeah.
No tickets.
Oh, boy.
You bought it for Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaving tomorrow. I won't be here Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. And they rode into the rescue. Thank goodness.
It's good that you had an in. Could you imagine if that happened here?
Get out.
And we know people around the United Center, right? Karen, some of the other, like, nope. Sorry, pal. You had the wrong date. Cash it in.
Right.
You would have just been SOL.
I'd have been SOL.
Yeah.
They took great care. They were awesome. And we had a blast. It was, my wife's not the biggest Bruce fan. Mm-hmm. Even she said, okay, that guy puts on an incredible show.
3 hours straight through.
Straight through. Rock and roll.
No undercard, you said, right?
Drew Carey was in our section. Drew Carey.
Did you say anything to him?
No. Didn't talk to him.
Not interested?
No, it had nothing to do with it.
Drew Carey's here. Don't talk to him. He's a Browns fan.
No.
Never mind.
He was just a couple rows over. I'm not going to bother.
Turn your back, Mindy.
Hey, how could you price the milk at $2.79 on the prices? Right? No, I did not.
Did go after Drew Carey.
Right.
I understand.
Leave him alone. He was on vacation with his wife.
Now, you saw some other things, too, on your trip. Could you tell us some of the things that you saw?
Yeah, so we flew Chicago to Amsterdam.
And through Tulsa.
Through Tulsa, uh-huh. Colorado Springs, and Rapid City.
Securitous.
Grand Rapids. Cheapest ticket.
Wow, okay.
No, it was nonstop. Chicago, Amsterdam. Put the bags in the room and hit the ground running. That's how we do it. We sleep on the plane and then go through the day. By the end of the day, you're exhausted. You sleep. You wake up. You're on their schedule.
Mm-hmm. Hang on a second, pal. You said that the apple pie, it tastes like a cake?
It's more like apple cake. It's got a ton of apples in it, but it's not like what we would think of as a pie.
Mm.
Comes with whipped cream. It was really good.
I understand.
Really cool.
I understand. The only apple pie that matters is American.
And Chevrolet.
That's exactly right. And Chevrolet.
Baseball.
Just keep it in mind.
Right.
All right?
hot dogs. And so that was really cool. The red light district, if you've never been and you've heard about it, vastly overrated.
Why is it overrated?
It's just, there's no, like, nothing appealing about it.
I don't understand what you mean there.
So you walk down these, like, passageways.
Yeah.
And there are, got to be 100 windows.
Uh-huh.
And the window has a handle. You can open the window and walk in. It's like a little glass door.
Yeah.
And each one has a different woman in it.
Hmm.
Dressed very scantily. Yeah, I'll take you. And there's a bed in there. They pull a curtain close and have at it.
What are you doing there, Cap?
I don't know. We didn't go in. But it was, we saw guys doing this, like opening the door and walking in. And we,
what, wait, why is sex overrated? Because you're not having any?
No, I'm not talking about the sex part of it. It was, it's just, there's nothing appealing about it.
What is it supposed to look like? I mean, you got free love through a door. It's pretty good.
In a room the size of a phone booth.
Yeah?
And you walk out, the next guy walks in. It's just like...
Oh, Cap, you've had sex in something smaller than a phone booth. I mean, it's been more than just the Ritz-Carlton, right? You've been at some terrible motels or bad homes that are, like, you know, real small rooms.
Yeah, but I was with, at the time, either my girlfriend or what. Like, these girls are cranking out, like, 15 or 20 guys a night.
What, you said they're what? They're what?
Cranking out 15 or 20 tricks a night.
You said cranking out?
Yeah.
Like a factory, you're saying.
It's like a factory.
Uh-huh.
It was nothing appealing but whatsoever.
Well, okay. Maybe it's not appealing to you, but to the idea that free love, I'm sure they're paying for it.
Oh, yeah. They pay a lot because we were the tour guide that was taking us through this red light tour.
Mm-hmm.
Was telling us the insane amounts of money these girls make. Insane.
Okay. Well, that doesn't make it overrated. Until maybe you need to experience it one time.
No.
I like the redhead. Come on in, pal. All right, here we go. Shut the door behind you. What is your name?
Cap. K-P.
Oh, Cap. Pull down your clothes.
Hang on.
Oh, Cap.
Okay, first of all. Did you see what's happening with the Dodgers in the ninth against the Padres? It's unbelievable. I'm just telling you, this Dodger outfit.
Please take off your shirt.
What?
Welcome to the recap rush hour of my time in the red light district.
Hey, what's your name? Hey, Lisa, hold this phone sideways. Come on. Here we go. 3, 2, welcome to the recap with me and Lisa. She's the other side. She's pretty hot. I'm just telling you. We're going to have sex. Anyway, some thoughts about what's happening with this fair schedule. What are you doing? Don't take a selfie. It's me. All right, I got to do it over again. So you're wasting your time doing a recap with Lisa in there.
Correct.
So what I don't understand, Cap.
So
it's not overrated if you're, I mean, it's not appealing to you.
Yeah, just if you experience it walking through there, you're going to be like, yeah, I get it. There was nothing like
single Cap would do it.
No shot.
You wouldn't just walk in there and be like, she's hot. Let's do it.
No.
Don't believe you.
No shot.
Who's going to see you? You're overseas.
The cookies there. They're called Von's.
The cookies are going to see you?
I think no. Not in the red light district.
I think that's the point we're making here. Sex. You're talking about the cookies. Yes.
The cookies there, I think they're called Von's. Droppel, I think. Von Stoppel. I got it. Here it is.
John Stossel?
These cookies. They only sell one kind of cookie there. One.
Von Dutch?
And it is a chocolate chip with, like, I don't even know how to describe what was. It was so freaking amazing. And we waited 45 minutes in line to get the cookies. And I said, what flavors do they have? One. They sell 5,000 cookies a day. And when they sell out, shut the door. Uh-huh. See you tomorrow.
Some people a lifetime to wait to get the cookies.
Wow.
Yeah. Cap didn't want any cookies. He thought it was overrated.
Von Stoppel's.
Uh-huh.
They were amazing. So that was really good. And I'd heard they're good. They are underrated. That's how good
underrated.
They are.
Okay.
Now, overrated, we were in Brussels. We were in Amsterdam, Brussels, and then Paris. The waffles in Brussels...
Mm-hmm.
Super overrated.
Okay, why is that?
Go to IHOP. They're no better.
Well, the waffles are the same. They're Belgian waffles, right?
Correct.
Well, because they are the originators of that waffle.
Correct.
Okay.
It was not anything to write home about.
What did you expect from a waffle, by the way? How many different ways can you make a waffle appealing? Did you want fruit in them?
I had fruit in it. I had strawberry with some caramel. It was fine. It was overrated.
Hmm.
Overrated. They're waiting. You're waiting in line to get it.
Well, like I said, what did you expect? I mean, a waffle, it's pretty much is what it is, right? Unless you just dress it up. A waffle is just plain, and then you dress it up with something. Unless you get a bacon waffle, put that in there. You can bake that in there.
Yeah, they didn't have that.
Yeah.
So I thought that was overrated, as did my wife. Now, the chocolate, oh my goodness, is it good?
Yeah. So we're going back to the red light district. You said the chocolate. There's chocolate there?
Oh, yeah.
I'd be interested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right up your alley. The chocolate in Belgium, very good.
Wait a minute.
Then we went to the Louvre.
Yeah.
We went to a bunch of different museums. Call me shallow. I'm not into all the religious art and all the art that I just, there are people emotional about some of it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
That's cool. Nice. Yeah. Move on. The Van Gogh. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
The Mona Lisa, the most overrated thing you can see in Europe.
Damn.
Why is that?
It is small. Check my Instagram. There's a little video I did from there.
Yeah.
Dude, it is like putting a postage stamp on this wall. And people are like, oh my God, that's the Mona Lisa. It's actually not that impressive. And it's small. You look at it and you're like, that's it.
Are you disappointed that Mona Lisa's not hotter? Is that the problem?
She's not hot. She's just plain Jane to me. Take that.
It's small. We walked up and they said, yeah, the line from this point is 50 minutes. For what? To see that little painting right there on the wall behind glass.
Mm-hmm.
50 minutes. Mindy, she's like, I've already seen it. We don't have to. I walked up to the side. I looked and went, okay, I'm good. We can go. God bless people that are into all of that.
Mm-hmm.
The Louvre was not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Overrated.
What if it was a Secretariat instead of Mona Lisa?
We're talking.
Hang on, hon! We're waiting for the horse. All right, here we go. Take a picture. Sideways! Thank you. Love you.
They would think you're weird.
They would.
Kissing the picture. They had to remove you out of there.
Yeah, the Mona Lisa, vastly overrated. Vastly. The Anne Frank house, very intense.
Yeah, I can understand.
Very intense.
Yeah.
And to go through there and actually be in the room where she was.
Hmm.
And you go, oh my God, she wrote her diary right there. Right there.
Yeah.
That's the kitchen. It's unbelievable.
Not criticizing Anne, though.
Anne was amazing.
Anne was amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
So Anne's amazing.
Yeah.
Mona Lisa overrated.
Overrated.
I'm just writing it down, just making sure. Okay.
Overrated.
Get some sun sometimes, Anne. Get on outside. Get some air.
They couldn't go out.
Huh?
They couldn't go out.
I'm sure this is what
years.
This is what I thought. I'm sure this is what you were saying to
the
people.
They were on COVID lockdown times 20.
Let me ask you something, tour guide. Could she get some air every now and then? For Christ's sake. How would she get the paper?
Sir, there is no paper. She was in home. She was for her life.
Hiding.
Anyway, what's next? Bonjour.
The ugly American. David Kaplan coming in, asking questions loudly, of course. Loudly.
Oh, always.
Oh, my God.
I just can't believe him at the Mona Lisa. Imagine people haven't seen it trying to enjoy this. This could be a big moment in their lives, seeing the Mona Lisa.
Well, and then they got bad lives.
This is the most overrated.
So overrated.
You were souring a moment for so many people.
Why would you do that? Why can't you just...
It's not like you have to whisper that. It's a painting.
Yeah, I understand, but you're just telling everybody, though. You could have told it quietly.
Every person that's listening to me right now or has watched my little video on Instagram,
all right.
Every one of them, if you ever go visit it, you're going to walk up and go, he was right. Guy may be a jackass at times on the radio. He was right. So overrated. Buy a picture book. And get the same thing out of it.
That's it, folks. You heard it here first. Culture, overrated.
Yep.
What's your Mona Lisa? The thing everyone says that you got to see, and it was disappointing. So let's open the phone lines on that. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. What's your Mona Lisa? Cap says that Mona Lisa is overrated. Is there something that you finally got a chance to see or experience and you thought, boy, that was disappointing? Let's get your calls in on that next. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday morning, 7 to 10.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
On Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
It's the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Glad to have you with us here on this Monday morning. Still to come, we'll talk to Bleck and Abdallah. They'll join us at 10 o'clock, followed by Carmen Yurko at 12, Waddle and Sylvia 2. It'll be Tyler and Meller from 6 to 8, right into Freddie and Fitzsimmons right here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000. Cap says the Mona Lisa from his European trip is overrated. What's that thing that you gotta, that you say, oh man, I gotta see this, and then come to find out it was disappointing? 312-332-3776 is our phone number. One of the first things that I remember, Cap, is reading and watching games and events about the Superdome in New Orleans. Superdome, you gotta get there, man. Great pro wrestling over the years, the New Orleans Saints. Just it's the Superdome, the biggest dome in the world at the time, like the biggest capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And you get there, and the Superdome, I saw this in the early 90s, is an absolute dump. It was a dump in the 90s. What do you think it is in 2023? I've been seeing three Final Fours there?
Yeah, they have done a ton of renovations to it. Obviously, Katrina affected some of that. And then they have since then poured a ton of money into it. So I hear it's a lot better. I've been to it like you before Katrina.
Brother.
And it was a dump.
It's nothing like you being sitting on the, 800 or 900 level, way up in the roof of that place to look down at a basketball game. They look like ants.
Correct.
If that.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
Correct.
Used to be the crown jewel of arenas or of domes. Got to go to the Superdome. Got to go see it.
I'll tell you another thing that was not in Europe, but in my life. In-N-Out Burger.
That's so funny.
I went to In-N-Out Burger. I went, I got to have it.
See this list here? Superdome, In-N-Out is second on this list here.
In-N-Out is so overrated.
Yes,
now, I've never had a Five Guys.
Yeah.
I hear those are really good.
Mm-hmm.
Shay, have you ever had Five Guys? Jay Moore?
I love Five Guys.
It tastes just like
In-N-Out. Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Wow. You like Five Guys?
I haven't hit it in 4 months. Sometimes you just know. So you say something and you just know that's a drop.
Well, my response to you was, at the same time?
Wow.
So then...
In-N-Out does suck, just to add to that.
It does?
That would be mine. I had a horrible experience. The burger, fine. The french fries, awful.
He said,
awful.
He said In-N-Out sucks, too. How about that?
You ought to try it.
I haven't hit it in 4 months.
I don't understand.
You know what today is?
Walking, breathing soundbite.
To play your bit. I think it's National Slider Day.
Slider, I don't even know her.
Wow.
Oh.
312-332-3776. Oh!
Those are not overrated.
Okay. No, that comes in handy every now and then. What's your Mona Lisa, the thing that's just like, oh, man, I'm here, and you found yourself disappointed? James in Oswego is on ESPN 1000. Hey, James.
Jimmy!
Good morning, gentlemen. Cap, I'm right there with you, buddy. I went to France about 9 years ago with the whole family, and we signed up for this VIP Louvre tour. I think it cost me about $1,000, and we were the first 15 minutes of the tour in the basement looking at bricks that the Napoleon used for the foundation of the Louvre, and I'm like, why are we down here in the basement and not looking at art? I mean, what the hell is going on? It was, and then we did see the Mona Lisa, and I agree, it's a painting. It didn't really do anything.
And I saw those same bricks you saw. Yeah.
It's like $1,000.
Yeah, we weren't on the VIP tour. We were on this group thing, and my wife dumped the tour guide when she wanted to take a break after we got in. And then we got detained. Not us. Some lady didn't follow the rules with her umbrella. So everyone, please get out of line. My wife's like, that's it. We're out.
Public Here's service your... announcement. Don't do that.
Do not. They do not let you bring the long, uncollapsible umbrellas in the Louvre.
Well, I certainly would like to see it, you know, one time in my lifetime. And I can make that determination. I like culture. I like history. I mean, it's one thing to feel like I'm in the bastion of life. Nothing gets better than America. Nothing's better than Chicago. Well, I just want to be able to experience, at least for a week or two, the rest of the world to see what that's like.
Yeah, like the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam was amazing. We did Brussels and Bruges in Belgium. That was amazing. The Louvre's overrated for me. A lot of art that did not move me.
Mm-hmm. What art moves you besides Secretariat? What's your favorite painting or your favorite artist?
Vermeer had some really cool stuff. Van Gogh, I think, is cool.
The correct answer was Sherwin Williams.
Home Depot, they can match any color.
your favorite painter should have been Sherwin Williams there.
There's some cool art,
I like Saxon. They do a good job.
They do.
The old Saxon paint.
That's it.
On the topic,
go ahead, Shay.
Of overrated art, Cap, this is for you. Did either of you go to the immersive Van Gogh when it was here?
I did.
I did not. I missed it.
Wildly overrated experience.
Agreed. We took all the kids and their wives, and we're all sitting there. My wife's like, okay, we can go to dinner.
Yes. Now here's
it wasn't even the paintings.
No, it's just like digital cameras lined up and putting them on a wall.
Correct.
Like I could just go. I didn't get the point. And then they're playing music and whatever. I didn't need that. It was horrible.
So what happened, Jay Moore, is that Cap told that story about being at the Van Gogh immersive and just like, you know, just trying to get the scores. Because did they take your phone away or did you have your burner with you?
My wife asked all the kids. And me.
Yes.
Please turn your phones off.
Yeah.
I want us to all be together for this.
That's right.
Don't be looking at the Cubs game on your phone.
Yes.
Yes.
And you went along with it. That was a whole big to-do. I remember that on the show.
Correct.
We talked about that.
Correct.
No, what I did, Jay Moore, is that when Van Gogh was out, I was like, Van Gogh out of there? Oh, the Prince immersive is here. Okay, I'm going to go check out Prince. And that was in the same location.
Mm-hmm.
Same location that you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. As a Prince fan, that was just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Went through his early life to all the way to the end, all the music.
I could see that being much, much more impressive.
That was fantastic. And then end up buying albums, of course, at the end, because that's what I do.
Right.
Bought some vinyl. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Guess who's on the line?
Our guy, Joey G. How are you, Joey?
Besides the map of South Dakota on my belly, I'm okay.
All right, the surgery went okay?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm talking to you. There you go.
Good job.
He's breathing, and he's talking.
God bless you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. God bless you guys, too. I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they got a picture of all the members of Led Zeppelin standing in front of their own Led Zeppelin plane. And I wasn't impressed with the photo.
Oh, like,
I was kind of disappointed.
Like the whole museum? The whole Rock and Roll Museum in Cleveland?
Oh, no. The picture of Zeppelin.
The picture of Zeppelin, okay.
They should do more for somebody of that level of talent.
Agreed.
Yeah, I have not been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That is something I would like to go. I have been to the Country Music Hall of Fame. I'm not a country music guy, but Brett and I were in Nashville, and we figured... we're in Nashville. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was okay.
Well, let's make it a road trip.
Yeah. There you go.
You?
Me? No, Cap, me, Hoodie, and Shay.
There you go. And Jay Moore. He's the music aficionado Moore, yeah. On the show.
In Cap's truck. Shay will love that.
Been in your truck.
Right. Shay doesn't like when I weave in and out.
You can understand why.
Correct.
All over the place.
Correct.
But you get to where you need to go.
I do. Joey, glad you're feeling better, man.
Thank you, Joey G, for the telephone call. And coming up next, we will have Worst Weekends. Who had the worst weekends? My partner had the best weekend. But who had the worst weekend? Sox a candidate? Cubs a candidate?
David Ross.
Oh, David Ross. Maybe he's on the list as well.
That's it.
We'll find out coming up next. Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Here's today's headline with Cap and Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The White Sox lost again in Waters West. The White Sox lost against the Houston Astros by a score of 4-3. Some thoughts from Pedro Grifol.
All right, Lucas had a rough first inning, gave up three runs. After that, he retired, I think, 16 out of 19. Just gave up a couple hits and a home run. Settled down. The bullpen came in, did a nice job. We dug ourselves a hole early, and you know, we couldn't muster that last run. Robert continues to swing the bat really well. A home run, a double. Berger, good addition to the lineup today. You know, obviously, base hit, homer. Got us back in it, and we just couldn't get nothing done.
Yeah,
7-8-9.
Yeah, that's enough. Jay Leo battled through six innings and allowed four runs. White Sox have not won a series against Houston since 2019. Cubs got blown out for the second consecutive game against the Twins, this time 16-3. Cubs will have a series against Houston tonight at 7-10. The Celtics eliminate the 76ers yesterday in Game 7, 112-88. Lakers and Nuggets start tomorrow. Celtics and Heat on Wednesday. NHL playoffs, the Vegas Golden Knights won their series against the Edmonton Oilers in six games and will await the winner of the Kraken Stars for Game 7 tonight. Jay Moore.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Cap and Jay Hood are back on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's Home for Sports.
Swept by the Pirates.
We can only ask or wonder that he is asking some departed relative for forgiveness for this atrocious performance.
Falling in an outhouse. Or maybe a dose of instant karma.
The evidence would lead me to believe that he did not break the plane before getting rid of the ball. And who knows what's going on inside that helmet.
It's time to find out who had the worst weekend on Cap'n J-Hood.
Time for the worst weekends here on Cap'n J-Hood here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Who had the worst weekends? The worst weekends is brought to you by...
That would be the Schaumburg Boomers, where I'll be going out to throw out a first pitch with my son Brett this summer. Looking forward to that. Jay Norton.
I thought Hoodie was going to tee me up there. My fault, boys. Let's get started with worst weekends. I have three candidates
here. Shay Norling. Shay?
Oh, there we go. Sorry.
Caller 10 gets a... here's the thing. Here's what happened. I was waiting for you to finish whatever you were typing up there. I was going to lay out and just wait because I know you weren't ready yet. Cap didn't see that, but I saw the man typing up that that caller 10 is going to get a four-pack of tickets to the Schaumburg Boomers at some point here this segment.
It's a lot of fun. The Boomers are a lot of fun.
I was being a good teammate. The whole talking and typing at the same time is sometimes
right.
Very difficult.
My back is to him because I'm looking at you.
I was laying out waiting for him to finish.
There you go.
Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
All right, let's get started with worst weekends. Three candidates today. We'll start with this. On Saturday night, the Mets and Nationals had a four-hour rain delay, I believe in Washington. And this is from the Mets broadcast. Gary Cohen and Keith Hernandez talking about how bad this rain delay was and how bad the situation was. Listen to this.
And we just got this information that today's game has been suspended and will be part of a split doubleheader tomorrow, which is unprecedented to have the completion of a suspended game part of a split doubleheader. So after a galling nearly 4 hours of waiting, including the last half hour where absolutely nothing was happening in terms of trying to get the field ready, that all the work had been done, now they make the decision to play a split doubleheader tomorrow with the resumption of the first game at 12:35 and the second game starting at 4:35. And what I'm assuming is that for the last half hour, that was the communication between the Nationals and the Mets and Major League Baseball to get permission to do this, which, as far as I'm concerned, has never been done before, that you're giving a piece of a game to the fans as part of a split doubleheader as opposed to playing straight through and making it a single admission.
A piece of a game has now become a full game, right, for the fans that choose to attend. I've never heard of anything like this ever happening. And to wait 4 hours for these folks... You saw the boos. You saw unhappiness. You can't hear how loud and how unhappy they are yet tonight.
Absolutely. And for me, to take this long to come to a decision is just, and make these people wait out here without any clue, I don't know. To me, is unconscionable.
Well, you're welcome to 1999, because that's how things used to be.
With Ed Lynch?
Yeah. Without the technology.
Well, you remember the Cubs. I was doing the pregame. I'll never forget it. Mm-hmm. 7:05. It's beautiful out here. It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. 75, 80 degrees and sunny. Yeah, we hear rain's coming. It never rained.
Yes. Yes.
My God.
So for Keith Hernandez and Ron Darling and Gary Cohen, who do a great job on SNY, I can understand why you're pissed off. You had 4 hours. But you have the technology to figure this out, Shay. You have the technology to figure it out.
Yeah, and not even just the SMY guys, but how about the fans in the ballpark who paid to get in, I believe saw two innings of action, and then the game gets suspended as part of a split doubleheader. So if you want to see it, pay again. How about that?
Oof.
Like, what is Major League Baseball doing with that? If you're a fan in there, that's a terrible experience at a ballpark. That might keep me from going back if that happened.
Agreed.
If that's the Nationals, and it was, I believe, it was at the Nationals cap. You cannot have that.
You cannot.
You cannot have that where, for the most part, it's not raining, but you know, it's like a storm's coming. But you gotta keep playing. It wasn't like it was just a gully washer. It wasn't that for 4 hours.
It was not.
You can't do that to the fan.
That was absolutely embarrassing.
4 hours. But hey, yeah, it's not like we haven't sat through that before, right? If it's raining, there's an excuse. If it's not raining, you're sitting through it. That's really bad.
Yeah, that was a joke.
All right, who else had the worst weekend?
Well, how about Joel Embiid? Up with a 3-2 lead in the series against Boston. Felt like Sixers were finally going to get over the hump, finally beat this team, and finally get to a conference finals. And instead, Joel Embiid went out last night lifeless. 2 points in the second half, 5 of 18 shooting, 15 points total, and the Sixers went out with a whimper again.
I know you're not enamored with the Celtics, but give them credit, though, Shay. I mean, actually, the series is over at game 6. That's when it was over. When Embiid did not get the ball late in the second half for about 5-6 minutes, and it was a James Harden show and everyone else, that's a problem. And the series is over in game 6. I mean, that when you're Doc Rivers, boy, if he didn't have bad luck, he wouldn't have any luck at all. 10 times to game 7 and you've lost them all?
And now they're talking about, I'm looking at the article when we were at our break, who could replace him in Philly? So now it's his fault again.
You know, the kid deserves a break. He really does. He deserves one shot to just be 100% throughout. I don't know if we would have won this series, but I would just love to have him one time where we don't have issues. I haven't had that opportunity, and Joel haven't had that opportunity, and that sucks for everybody.
Don't blame Blake. It's not his fault, baby. Don't blame Blake. That's what that is. Don't blame him, baby. It's all on me. It's all on me.
You know, let's add Doc to the worst weekends, because he now has the most blown leads as a head coach in NBA history. And Doc Rivers' teams with 3 wins in a 7-game series are 16-33. Not yeah, good. At some point, Cap, it is your fault, Doc. Glenn, it is your fault.
Oh.
I would love to see Doc Rivers.
Yeah, but you're the first guy to tell me the NBA's a players' league. Like, what is Doc doing when his
I don't know. What does Eric Spoelstra do?
When his
coach?
Right.
His ass off.
Yeah, but there's a great follow on Twitter called The Daily Coach, and they did a whole thing. You follow it. They did a whole thing on why the Miami Heat are one of the best organizations in pro sports, because it's the culture and the way they do business that Pat Riley sets from the top down, period. Yep. And Philly, all right, get rid of this guy. All right, bring in the next. Get Colangelo out of here. Get the next guy. They've gone through four GMs since 2014.
All right. The Colangelo situation was a little bit different. He went on Twitter and maligned the franchise player under a burner account. They had to get him out.
Okay, but they've gone through four GMs.
He was
GMs
a nutcase. Let's not say that was like a bad decision. They had to get rid of him.
Four GMs since 2014.
Yeah.
Countless head coaches. Let's get Ben Simmons out of here. I bring in another headache. Harden, bring him here. Now he'll leave and go to Houston. Like, you compare how Miami does their business and how Philly does, I'm not convinced it's all on the coach here.
Well, just understand that the difference between those two is that Pat Riley's at the helm, and they've set that Heat culture.
Correct.
I'm here to tell you that the Heat were no better than the Bulls a lot in the regular season. I know you like their shooting, but they underwhelmed offensively.
They did.
And
they have more shooting.
But we didn't see it in the regular season. Like, that was a coin flip against the Bulls in the play-in.
Dude, they lost at home in game one of the play-in.
To Atlanta. That was not a good basketball team, but it's amazing what happens with coaching and adjustments. That was a coin flip game, I thought, against the Bulls. And then ever since then, Jay Moore, they've been on a roll.
On a lighter note, Doc Rivers karaoke.
You want to do that?
Yeah, man.
Could you imagine that in that voice, right?
Yeah.
It's not always the coach's fault. I like Doc. I do. I'm not telling you he's the greatest coach in the world, but boy, when you've got the league MVP and
he's got
terrible.
A 250 win percentage with 3 wins in a 7-game series.
Yeah. Is this not this season, Cap? He's just had a hard time, especially in game sevens.
On the catwalk. Hey, you know what I mean. I know my little dance on the catwalk.
It's not always, and he's funny there, but it's not always on him. James Harden had 9 points. You're paying the guy, $45 million? Nine in an elimination game, and that's the coach's fault. No.
Shane Orley, what else we got, baby?
All right, quickly, stay with me on this one.
Stay with me.
Stay on the catwalk.
The NCAA Division III Women's Golf Championship.
Oh, I watched this.
Had to cancel their third round because on the par 4 sixth hole, the hole location was impossible. They placed the hole on an upward slope, so when you're putting at it, you have to hit it past the hole and have it roll back in. Oh. And if you miss, it rolls all the way back to where you putted from.
Or farther. I watched one girl. She got it literally just as far enough to the hole, but she was just right, like an inch. It rolled all the way back, and she watched it go past her.
They had to cancel the entire third round because the sixth hole was, quote, impossible.
Who designed that?
The NCAA places the hole locations.
Yeah.
What jackaloon designed that golf course like that? That's terrible.
No, the course was fine. It's where they put the pin, and the NCAA golf head put it there.
Oh, my God.
Stupid.
How about this? You try it. Here's a four. Here you go. You try it. Oh, it rolled back down? That's why that's unfair.
That's what I would do. It was horrible.
Also, yeah. Apparently, Cap, it is the course. This is the eighth time that this championship has been contested at Mission Inn.
And what city is this?
They got to stop running this here. Mission Inn in El Campion Course in Howie in the Hills, Florida.
Yeah, but they haven't had this problem. They've never put the pin there. Like, there was like a ridge, and you hit it up there. Literally, the one girl, I thought it was going in. It stopped right on the lip and then starts rolling back, and you see her, like, looking around like, you got to be kidding, and it went to her feet.
God.
15 feet away.
Caller 10, regular line, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. We just did Worst Weekends. Which one do you vote for Worst Weekends? Give Shay your vote for Worst Weekends. Caller 10, you want to go see the Schaumburg Boomers? We got a four-pack of tickets for you. But when you call in, tell them, here's my Worst Weekend selection. Now, let's go through them again, Shay. All three of them are the golf course right there. Before that, the
golf course for the NCAA Division III Women's Golf Championship, the Mets Nationals 4-hour rain delay results in a split doubleheader, and Joel Embiid and Doc Rivers.
All right, pick one, and we will hook you up with a four-pack of tickets for the Schaumburg Boomers. Captain J Hood Cut of the Day next on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Captain J Hood are back.
And you know this, man.
Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Captain J Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. By the way, the podcast is available right now on the ESPN Chicago app. Just click Cap J Hood and boom, you're right in there with everything that you need. The 7 a.m. hour is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program.
One thing back to worst weekends for a second. We were talking about the split doubleheader.
Yes, sir.
That went on with the Mets and the Nationals. So Brooks Boyer, our friend, who is vice president, chief marketing officer, Chicago White Sox.
Yes, he is.
Senior VP. He said, I don't know the whole story with their game, but typically in MLB, if you have a ticket for a rainout game, it is good for the same game. You would not have to purchase the ticket again, and if you had the ticket from the day before, it would be honored. But you would have to leave and have a ticket to attend the second game. That's how it came out like that.
What I would say to Brooks Boyer is this, is that if nothing else, you have good weather people in Chicago that can help you out and let you know if you have a window or not. That's never a problem. There's two problems that's never happened. The field drains properly. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about a lot like sloshing and all the water standing in the outfield. That usually doesn't happen because of Roger Bossert, who does a great job. But the other thing is, too, is like you can call any strong meteorologist in this town, and they'll tell you, like, hey, you got a window here. But in D.C., no one should sit 4 hours for a game in 2023.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I don't know what the ticket sale was for game two of the series the next day. You're telling me that the people who had a ticket when they called the game, you couldn't find a way to say, all right, your ticket is good for tomorrow, so save the torn stub you're in or on your phone or however it's done. In, and we will, no guarantee it, your seat's available. We'll accommodate you with a voucher if you want to go to the second game of the doubleheader.
Now time for the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day, brought to you by
Chicago Cut Steakhouse, David Flom and Matt Moore's amazing restaurant at LaSalle and the River.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
How about we hear from Jordan Love on his relationship with Aaron Rodgers?
We talked after the trade. It's kind of just wish you the best, you know, going forward. He wished me the best, and, you know, always there for me if I need anything, have any questions or anything. But I'm always just grateful to be around him and for the time I had with him to be able to learn and be behind him. It's very grateful for me.
Yeah, I think it's really cool, man. You know, Rodgers is going to be there for Jordan Love. I just can't wait for that first time where Jordan Love calls Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to call him, man. I got a question about this offense. Let me give him a call.
A number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Hello.
And that's all, folks.
That's the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day.
Brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. When you go there, business deal or take the family out, business meal, make sure you order the Seafood Tower. It is an incredibly impressive performance and it's delicious.
Today is National Chocolate Chip Day. What's your favorite chocolate chip?
My favorite chocolate chip cookie or just the type of chip?
A type of chocolate chip.
I would go dark chocolate chips. I like dark chocolate. Cookie, Von Stoppels in Amsterdam. Oh, my God, greatest cookie ever.
The John Stoppels.
Von Stoppels.
We thank you for listening and calling and twitching and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Good to have my partner back, David Kaplan.
Good to be back.
Thank you, Shay. Thank you, Jay Moore. For our entire crew, this is Jonathan Hood. How about you and I do this tomorrow at 7?
I will be ready to rock and roll with you, my friend.
So long, everybody.
Have a great day. Take that.
From Chicago.